Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Currently, Florida's commercial tomato producers have to use copper fungicides if they encounter bacterial spot in their crops. Used according to label direction, that chemical tool can safely save the crop. But what if growers didn't have to use it? UK plant pathologist Paul Vincelli.
There is a genetically engineered tomato that is expected to be released soon. I don't know exactly when, but that genetically engineered tomato very effectively resists bacterial spot. It only has one additional gene. It has a gene from pepper, the very same pepper, sweet pepper, that we eat all the time. And that gene just allows the plant to recognize that it's infected by the bacterial spot bacterium. And so if it recognizes it's infected, it fights back with its own natural defense mechanisms. So it's really a very natural form of disease control and will, I expect, eliminate the need for copper fungicides, which is a great outcome.
Recently, Vincelli spent his entire sabbatical focusing on GMOs, reading every scientific presentation he could find. Part of his job, now back in the saddle on the UK faculty, is to share his findings. More on that in a minute. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
At the talk Paul Vincelli had delivered, leading to our interview to produce this program, he featured in his PowerPoint, in the middle of charts and data, a picture of his family. He felt like doing so would help make the case that while he feels GMOs merit an ongoing, rigorous oversight, he is quite comfortable for his family to be consuming GMO foods.
I don't have any concerns about my family eating genetically engineered crops. I just simply don't. And if there is a concern, I'm going to certainly talk about it to the people and make sure our county agents know about it. But I keep digging and drilling down, and genetic engineering does not appear to introduce any novel risks compared to any other breeding technique. And that is, those are the most prestigious scientific societies in the world saying that, not Paul Vincelli, the most prestigious scientific societies in the world, including Europe.
He's just completed a 14-page extension publication and overview of his findings called Genetically Engineered Crops, Emerging Opportunities. Your extension office could help you in locating that document online. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.